It's a blessing and a curse. In Sonoma County, where there are far more theater companies and theater arts complexes than one would expect from a rural, heavily agricultural area, there is more theater happening every weekend than the average arts appreciator has time to experience. Theater critics, of course, are committed to seeing as much theater as possible. And even then, in a county where two or three new shows open every weekend, I can't possibly see everything, but I see as much as I can. And last weekend, I caught three shows that are worth talking about. Well, four shows, since one of them was technically two shows in one. So here I go, my attempt at reviewing, succinctly, all of those shows in the time I have remaining in this segment. Ready? Four shows in 4 minutes. Set your clocks. Go. First, the two-in-one thing. Island Passions, running daily through this Sunday at Sonoma State University, sonomastate.edu, pairs Joseph Haydn's tuneful but thinly plotted operatic fluffball, The Forgotten Island, with Vaughan Williams' gorgeously tragic short opera, Riders to the Sea. The first, basically Gilligan's Island crossed with the career of Maria Callas, is about two sisters stranded on a deserted island for 14 years, responding to the sudden arrival of two men who may be responsible for their abandonment. It's silly, but the music is lovely. In Riders to the Sea, set on a tiny island off the weather-hardened shores of Ireland, a woman awaits word on the fate of her two remaining sons, the other four having already been drowned at sea. The heart-rending music is stately and steady, and it's very, very sad. Directed by Danielle Kane, with musical direction by Lynn Morrow, leading a very good orchestra, the singing in these two operas is mostly strong, the acting less so, given that these are voice students getting their first stab at the stage. But it's highly entertaining and worth a peek. To support SSU's ambitious theater arts program, if nothing else, and to cheer on the students. In Stephen Sondheim's A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, the beloved, amiably lewd 1962 musical sex farce, the locally grown cast delivers huge laughs with great performances by a solid batch of comic actors. Running through February 17th at Spreckles Performing Arts Center, SprecklesOnline.com, the show is directed by Gene Abravaya with musical direction by Richard and Sandy Riccardi. Tim Setzer plays Pseudolus, a Roman slave eager to win his freedom by arranging a series of happy endings for the various members of his master's family. The live pit orchestra hits a few too many sour notes here and there, but it's the broadly off-the-wall story and the wickedly over-the-top acting that makes Forum such a funny thing to behold and such a lewd, crude kick to watch unfold. Okay, how many was that? Three? Yes, one to go. Shirley Valentine by Willie Russell has one more weekend to go at Main Stage West in Sebastopol, mainstagewest.com. The acclaimed one-woman show directed by John Shillington features Mary Gannon Graham in the title role, an unhappy housewife taken to talking to her kitchen wall who gets a chance to reclaim a bit of her formerly free-spirited self when she's offered a trip to Greece. Hey, another island. Graham gives a stunningly heartfelt performance, taking audiences from laughter to tears and back again. For the acting alone, this is the one not to miss, but you just have one last weekend. But whatever you do, see some theater this weekend. After all, we're not stuck on some island somewhere. This is Sonoma County, where the arts are alive and kicking. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.